KTW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. In Atlanta, the search for a gunman identified as 24-year-old Deion Patterson continues. Authorities say one person is dead and four others injured after he began shooting inside the Laureate Medical Center. Patterson is considered armed and dangerous. ABC News contributor and former FBI agent Brad Garrett says it takes time in the busy area filled with workers, residents, and businesses.
Saving people obviously is a second by second thing. You clear the building, you get the surviving victims out, you make sure that building's secure, and then at the same time, obviously, because you have a lot of manpower, you're clearing the surrounding buildings.
Authorities released photos of the suspected gunman wearing a gray hooded sweatshirt, backpack, and medical face mask. The Federal Reserve announced it's raising interest rates by 0.25%, raising the central bank's benchmark federal funds rate to a range between 5 and 5.25%. This is ABC News. It's day two of the Writers Guild of America strike that has shut down most TV and film production from Hollywood to New York. ABC News chief national correspondent Matt Gutman reports from Los Angeles.
Writers on average now getting paid 23% less than 15 years ago when adjusted for inflation.
How big of an issue is the compensation issue at this point? Making a living wage.
That's the biggest, yeah. The biggest one.
It's the biggest one, yeah.
Script payments, residuals, being paid a fair wage for the work we do.
The strike means any scripted projects from film to TV now on hold, including Abbott Elementary, whose writers were originally set to meet this week for next season.
Preparations underway for the coronation of Britain's King Charles III. That's the sound of military bands rehearsing for Saturday's procession. After Charles is crowned at Westminster Abbey, armed forces will march to Buckingham Palace while the newly crowned king and queen travel in a gold state coach. Rena Roy, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Republican lawmakers are removing 545 of Governor Evers' state budget proposals. The Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee took the first votes on the spending plan yesterday. Democrats object to scuttling middle-class tax cuts and paid family leave, to name just a couple. Representative Evan Goyke.
We have to grow, and many of the things that are the responsibility of our government are what people are looking for.
The budget debate is expected to play out for several more weeks. The Assembly Republican plan to revamp shared revenue is still missing some details. We don't know yet how they plan to divide $227 million in new aid for local governments. It's also not clear how they plan to repeal the personal property tax. In sports, the Rockies beat the Brewers last night 3-2. Eric Lauer starts tonight for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Moms, they really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom, and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standard room only. Because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW. And on the Civic Media app.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. In Atlanta, the search for a gunman identified as 24-year-old Deion Patterson continues.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I'm going to start by telling you something that even I was surprised at, although I don't know why I should have been surprised at. It's out of Texas. How many times have we said fascism creeps in on little cat's feet? Gerrymander, of course, is the worst kind of fascism in a modern democracy. But let me tell you what they just did in Texas, in the Texas Senate. And then I'll give you the background. The Texas Senate, 19-12, just voted to let the Secretary of State, and by the way, the Secretary of State down there is appointed by the governor. He's not elected. So the Secretary of State, 19-12, they said the Secretary of the State can overturn an election and just call a new election, where 2% or more of the polling locations in a county of more than 2.7 million people run out of paper for ballots for more than an hour. He can overturn election, and they're all crooked dogs hind leg down there, the people in the Republican leadership in office, but he can overturn the election, just say, no, this thing isn't right. We're going to have a new election. If 2% or more of the polling locations in a county of more than 2.7 million run out of ballot paper for more than an hour. What's that all about? It turns out that in 2022, and we're talking about Harris County, Houston, that's the only county in Texas that has more than 2.7 million people. So this is directed at the biggest Democratic county in Texas. 2022, there's 782 polling locations in Harris County. In 26 of them, which is a little over 2%, they had so many voters that they had to go out and get some more paper ballots. Everybody got to vote. But there was such a surge, it alarmed the Republican Party. And what they're trying to do, basically, if they don't like the way an election turned out, they'll overturn it. The next biggest county in Texas is Dallas County, and it has about 2.6 million. So they set it for the only Democratic county, and precisely the number, be a little more, if they delay an hour, because there's a surge in voting. a good thing, surge in voting. And then they just overturn the election and call a new one. They can keep doing it until it comes out right the way they want it. Let me burrow into that a second. When you go to law school, there is a very elementary principle of statute writing. It's called the red-haired, left-handed man with a limp statute. You cannot write a statute basically to affect one person or one county or one anything. You can have first-class counties. Counties are the first class, counties are the second class. Milwaukee's a county of the first class because it has over a certain population. But you don't get to overturn elections just because you've targeted them for in surge voting. They had to go out and get more paper. The reason they call it the red-headed left-handed man with the limp is you give all these specific details that only apply to one person. Like, let's say they said, Joe Schmidt, if he lives in Langlade County, and if he is born on February 12, 1948, and if he lost his arm in Vietnam, he doesn't have to pay any taxes. You can't do a statute like that. You can't so define the statute that it effectively only hits one person or a very, very small group of people by one of those sneaky kinds of descriptions. That, by the way, is what they did with the, you don't have to pay taxes. And that was challenged because it's unconstitutional. And Gableman, who got $1 million from the Manufacturers Association for his campaign, did not recuse himself, even though he got $1 million, and cast a vote to make that legal. In other words, this is a redheaded, left-handed man with a limp statute, and he let it go through. He let it go through. Well, that's what they're doing right now down in Texas. They're letting it. Now, you can say, come on, Matt, that's not going to stand. They can't sneakily go, only counties of 2.7 million or more, and there's Dallas County of 2.6, and there are others that are large. So they're obviously just hitting Harris County. They're just hitting Houston. And number two, where did they come up with the 2% of polling locations? Because there are 782 polling locations in Harris County, and 26 of them had such high turnout. It was a wonderful thing. They ran out and got more paper. And it says if they're delayed by an hour, you overturn the whole election. A little draconian to me, a little disproportionate to me. But here's the way this works. Let's say it's a federal election. Let's say they go into federal court. They will pick Kaczmarek, the guy up in Amarillo. And he is the guy, quite frankly, he's corrupt. He's the guy who sneakily took his name off a controversial law review article when he was confirmed. And Lisa Murkowski of Alaska Republican said, if I'd known that, I wouldn't have confirmed this guy. And he's the one that outlawed the abortion pill. They stick this in front of him. It's a no-brainer. It's what the Republican Party wants. That's what's going to happen. They can then appeal it to the Court of Appeals, very conservative Court of Appeals. And they are very likely to uphold it. And then it goes to the six tarantulas on the U.S. Supreme Court. And it's something that the Republicans want. This is what's happening. This kind of stuff is happening all over the country, but largely, not that Texas is a swing state, but we're going to talk in a little bit about a terrific Senate candidate we have against Ted Cruz. They are just holding this. They've criminalized if you interfere with the line of sight, if you are a poll worker sitting there, maybe an elderly lady, and you're checking people in, and you get up to use the restroom or go get some paper, and you interfere with the line of sight of a thug in the Republican Party, whom they said can just sit there and sort of glower at voters, that's a criminal offense. If you vote, you've had an exemplary parole, but you're on parole for something, and you vote 2 months before the end of your parole, even though the parole officer said 3 years ago, you don't have to come in anymore, and you got a voter registration card in the mail, 5 years in prison. They are doing everything they can in Texas to scare people. But now, to me, this is the ultimate atrocity, the ultimate atrocity. They're just going to hold the election again if they don't like the way it went. And they're going to keep their eye on the biggest Democratic county in Texas. It's clearly unconstitutional. I'm hoping, and the problem is down there, if they go into state court over it, the state judges are afraid they'll be removed if they don't go with the Republican Party. If it's federal, they've planted this Kaczmarek in Amarillo, and they'll shop around. Just like, remember, Mercedes Cannon down in Florida, who was shopped around and held up the investigation into Trump's stealing of classified documents for months. You have these sleeper cells in the federal judiciary. One of the lines, Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Mark?
Yeah, I guess getting away from Texas for the moment. But I just heard Dewey Strobel just was complaining about that the governor included paying for children's lunches so they get free lunches and say, well, it's not a physical matter. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but don't. And there's another issue as well. But correct me if I'm wrong. If we're spending money on it, does that make that a physical issue? And I mean, we need to call these guys out on this kind of crap. That, I mean, everything is a physical issue. If you're spending money, even if it's a policy change, if you're spending money on it, it's a physical issue. It belongs right in the state budget. For the love of God, I mean, that here's a guy right that gets.
Yeah, we're going to be talking. We're going to be talking that in a different segment, Mark. Thanks a lot for calling in. Just want to get back to this Texas thing. What that is ending up doing, this is spreading around the country. Right now, as you know, in Moore v. Harper, case pending in the U.S. Supreme Court, they are about to validate the so-called independent legislature theory. If that's validated, any swing state, because it doesn't matter if it's Alabama or New York, because there the legislature and the governors are in sync. But and the electorate. But if it happens in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Arizona, in Nevada, and possibly Georgia, it's enough to swing the election. You are going to have legislators rely on that. And if they don't like the way the election turned out, in other words, if Biden wins, they are going to say, well, we're picking the electors and they're not fake electors this time. They're real electors because the Supreme Court in Moore v. Harper said they were. We've got to be aware at all times. I have enormous respect for the federal judiciary. I clerked for one of the best federal judges in the country, Chief Judge of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago, Tom Fairchild. Scrupulously honest, one of the great judges, frankly, in modern history. But people like that are few and far between now. And what you have is, and you've got to be aware of this, that we just reflexively obey judges, and we should in general. But what's happening now with this U.S. Supreme Court, people like Kaczmarek in the district court down in Texas, some of the Court of Appeals judges, is they are simply ruling to give themselves the power to validate whatever the Republican Party wants. And that's not legitimate. That's not valid. That's got to be stood up against. And it's got to be brought to your attention. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast tonight with lows around 38. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, highs around 56. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 43. Upper 40s Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Much warmer Saturday with highs in the low 60s. Showers continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 60.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. When I continue with Texas, in this respect, there is a great candidate who just announced today to run against Ted Cruz. Remember, 6 years ago, Beto O'Rourke nearly knocked him off, came within a couple of points. The new guy that just announced, Colin Allred, A-L-L-R-E-D, Colin Allred, is a congressman, Democrat, from the Northeast Dallas area in the suburbs. 40 years old, he was elected to the Congress, sent to the House in 2018. Here's his background. He's raised by a single mom, was a hard worker, made sure he got an education, got a football scholarship to Baylor, got a BA, and then he went in the NFL. He played linebacker for the Tennessee Titans for 4 years. But he's a very thoughtful guy, and he thought, you know, he wanted to do work on public policy and civil rights. So he went to law school. University of California at Berkeley, which is a very good law school. When he got out of law school, he served in the Obama administration in one of the departments for a while. Then he went to a law firm called Perkins Coie. It's a very well-known national law firm. I'll tell you what, he's a Democrat's Democrat. He voted to impeach Trump each time that vote came up. Now he's announced he's running against Cruz. Ted Cruz is, there's a handful of senators. Probably the bottom of the barrel is Josh Hawley of Missouri, but Ted Cruz is very far down there. Ted Cruz is not a Republican even, who cares about the United States, who votes in the interest of the United States. I think he can be beaten. This guy is... perfect candidate for Texas, former NFL player, a good one too, and a linebacker. He was there on January 6th, in there when they broke in. He texted his wife, said, "I love you, and if something happens, remember that." And then he said, "I got ready to go after these guys if they came in against me." This is sad, I even have to say this. I'm just putting the name on the radar. Colin Allred in Texas just announced today. Recommend him very, very highly from everything that I've read about him. And he would be a fantastic candidate. I can't imagine he'll have a primary. Cannot imagine he'll have a primary. The debt ceiling debate is going on, and it's getting down to the wire. Getting down to the wire. Today is May 3rd. Janet Yellen said that we could default on June 1. It could be a week later. I was really glad to hear today that the White House is seriously thinking now of invoking the 14th Amendment remedy to this and simply going ahead and paying our bonds without a second authorization from Congress. Remember, Congress passed them with bipartisan votes. Basically, we're talking soft infrastructure, and hard infrastructure. Lawful Senate, House, signed by Biden. And now they're insisting on another vote to say, okay, we did pass it. And yeah, people relied on it and bought bonds, but now we got to vote again on whether we should stiff them on their bonds. And if we do stiff them on their bonds for the first time in the over 200 years of our country's history, the first time, the stature of the dollar as an international currency, the respect for the United States, our stature, will be seriously jeopardized. The Chinese will be, the communist Chinese will be even more tempted, seeing how divided we are, to go into Taiwan. Putin will be tempted to be more aggressive with some of the weapons he's using. Right now, he's scared of us. And the Republican Party is holding us hostage. Very glad to see that Joe Biden stepping up to the plate. Before we go to the lines, I'm going to give you a quick bit of history. When the 14th Amendment was passed in 1868, the U.S. paid their soldiers, in the Union soldiers, in greenbacks, but they paid the bondholders in gold. Otherwise, they wouldn't have financed the war. And the average person said, we don't like that. We don't like to have our greenbacks, which aren't necessarily maybe backed by enough gold. And so the 14th Amendment said the full faith and credit of the United States will never be called into question. And in honor of that, because it's in the Constitution, and it was done deliberately to make sure that the troops were paid and that the bonds were paid off, we can't let it slip by again. Quick to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. You're first. What's in your mind today, Gene?
Great news. I just love this. This is a wonderful thing because, you know what? Every citizen knows that if they do not pay their bills, they either lose their services or they're fined. So I am glad that our president is standing up to these people who are noted. A lot of times the people with the R after their name, remember in Milwaukee, get your money from the Republicans if they rent anything or do anything for, you know, when they have the big doings there because they do not pay their bills. This is their M.O. A lot of them, not all of them, but those people that are running our country, they don't always pay their bills. So thank you so much for letting us know that. I'm so excited. We have an adult in our government that is watching over the people. We have to pay our bills. They have to pay their bills. Thank you. You have a good day. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, thank you, Gene. Yeah, and I don't want to get carried away here because they are seriously considering it. What that means in Washington East, and depends on the mood, and depends on the day. But they are seriously considering it. The best remedy would be the discharge petition. It's already been filed. We have 213 votes. We only need 5 Republicans. And I'm telling you, if this thing takes a bad bounce and there is a default, Gallagher and these clowns here in the state had better not even show their face around the state running for statewide office. So, Gene, it's premature to celebrate, but we do have a great adult in the White House, and he is seriously looking at this, realizing how treasonous these Republicans are. We're going to a break. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. This is a short break. We'll be back right after the break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio, streaming 24/7.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Police in Atlanta have lifted the shelter-in-place alert following a deadly shooting at a medical facility. One person is dead and 4 others are being treated at nearby hospitals. The search for the gunman, identified as Deion Patterson, continues. The shooting occurred around lunchtime. Witness Mike Palko says He was waiting to see a doctor along with others who had casts and slings when nurses ushered everyone into one room to hide.
Sitting there next to a 7-year-old girl that literally just got a cast on her arm, and try and just help her not freak out.
Police and SWAT teams work to clear buildings and get everyone to safety. Atlanta authorities are also investigating a carjacking that occurred not long after the shooting, but are trying to determine if it's linked to the suspect. The Federal Reserve announced it's raising interest rates by 0.25%. On Wall Street, the Dow fell more than 270 points following the announcement. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin will get over $300 million as part of a settlement in a multi-state lawsuit accusing drug makers and distributors of contributing to America's opioid crisis. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee approved a motion to accept the money on Tuesday, with 30% going to the state and 70% going to county governments. Earlier this year, a settlement was reached with opioid manufacturers Teva and Allergan, as well as with pharmaceutical chains Walmart, Walgreens, and CVS, totaling over $19 billion. Accepting the settlement also requires the companies make major changes in how prescription opioids are sold and dispensed. If you filed your taxes on time and are waiting for a refund from the state of Wisconsin, you can check on the status at the Wisconsin Department of Revenue website. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around a bend.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we go right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Money Day, Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. What Jeannie said, by the way, I'm awful. Why do you even have a debt limit? Because the money's already been spent.
Right.
If you want to go forward, now it's money in the future. So I don't understand why the United States has a debt limit, because everything we've spent has been voted on, correct?
Correct. Absolutely right. Right. Yeah, let me pick up on that. Yeah, go ahead, Paul. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, then it's time we figure out a different way of doing this stuff, because, you know, it's this is archaic, because we're so partisan now. Years ago, you could figure this stuff out, but now it's blue against red. So, okay, thanks, Matt. Bye.
Yeah, you know, you put you nailed it. You put your finger exactly on the deal. In the old days, long, long time ago, no, you didn't have to have two votes on everything. What you would do is Congress would either vote or not vote for an expenditure. and the Senate would vote, the House, and then it would go to the president. If the president signed it and didn't veto it, it's law, and then that money got spent. Now, somewhere along the lines, the Republicans decided, well, why don't we do this? We will continue to vote on money and you know, you mislead people into buying our bonds, basically. But then we have to vote to increase the debt limit. Moscow Mitch himself, and I am no fan of Moscow Mitch. I have never praised Moscow Mitch, but Moscow Mitch, Mitch McConnell, came up with an idea. He said, he agreed with you, Wisco Paul. I said, why the hell do we have two votes? He said, why don't we have a system where the president can increase the debt limit, but if we think he got out of hand, two-thirds of the Congress can override him. And that's fine. That's right. I mean, you know, if two-thirds of the Congress doesn't think the debt limit should go up, we got a real problem. That was a great idea. Another idea, which I think is even better, is we don't have a debt limit at all because Congress shouldn't vote on something if they're afraid that it's too damned expensive and will exceed a debt limit they don't want. But remember something. Innocent bondholders, individuals, you know, all everybody I'm talking to out here, all of you guys in your 401k, or many of you, are going to have some component of it that has treasuries in it, that has some sort of bond, and that is some sort of public debt. In all likelihood, if you get it through an employer and they give you a bunch of options. Foreign governments buy it. China's bought $1 trillion of our debt. Now, for us to say right now, and I don't give a damn about the Chinese, but for us to say right now, well, we're going to default on it. For one thing, you are going to find cuts in Social Security checks real quick. You're going to find salaries not paid. The VA cut by about 22%. And healthcare, education, everything else. And we will only pay out money as we get checks in from taxpayers. Well, come on. Come on. Taxes came in on April 15, right around then. But how many taxes keep coming in over? You do get estimated. Yeah, you do. And there's some different deadlines for different companies. But it's nowhere near enough to run the government. Nowhere near enough to run the government. And what the Republican Party is doing is exactly what Donald Trump was threatening not to do when he was president. He and Nancy Pelosi talked, and he said, look, I assume you're not going to use the debt limit because Nancy Pelosi and the majority had to agree to raise it for his $7 trillion in debt, including his tax break. You're not going to bargain over the debt limit. That's sacred. You're not going to tell me I won't raise the debt limit unless you give me Medicare for all, are you? And Nancy said, no, we're Americans. We're patriots. We've already passed whatever we passed, whether I liked it or not, and I'm going to pay it. Now these clowns are going around exactly the other way, exactly the other way. It's treason in my view. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Bill?
Well, you actually took the words just out of my mouth with your last sentence. How do you deal with criminals? How do you deal with people that commit treason? How do you deal with Jim Shorts Jordan that never even answered a subpoena? We are trying to negotiate with criminals. You don't negotiate with criminals. You arrest them. He should have a warrant out for him. Why there's not a warrant out for him? If nothing else, to get him a new sport coat, but put a warrant out for him. I can't believe we give these people an audience. The only guy that, boy, do I love the way he comes at him, Eric Swalwell, he calls him as he sees him. And he tells him, he said, you're talking about, what do they call that investigation on weaponizing the FBI and all this.
Federal government, yeah, right.
Wait a minute. Yeah, he says, wait a minute, Jordan, you weaponized and you got caught for it and you got a subpoena and now you're trying to talk to us? You got to be kidding. I mean, how can you look at that guy with a straight face? You know,
right.
Fox, you know, all these people, Fox gets sued for what, $750 million? And they say that they admitted they might have made a mistake, but they want to maintain their integrity. They never had integrity to begin with. Maintain integrity, how do you maintain it? You never had it. And we keep giving these people the audience they don't deserve. I think it's time that we start really coming at them and not rolling over and playing dead and not patronizing by these kangaroo courts that they throw. And part of it is the whole Democrat, all the Democrats. I just don't think they've got the chutzpah to stand up to these people. What do you think? I'll hang up.
Yeah, no, I agree with. I don't think we've been aggressive enough. I don't think Garland has been aggressive enough. And frankly, on this thing, if I'm Biden, of course, you know, I defer to him. I'm supporting him strongly. He's a good man, a good president. But this business of the 14th Amendment, he's keeping, you know, back below his vest. You know, that's a card he can play, trying to get the discharge petition. But I'm thinking, what kind of people who think they're Americans who are going to let us default? And Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is a criminal in my view, she's threatened violence against Obama, Hillary Clinton, members of Congress. That's a crime. She came out today and said, any Republican who votes for the discharge petition, that's a career-ending move. Well, I got news for her. She has a career-ending move. We're not putting up with treason. Bill, thanks a lot. Great call. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thank you. You're next. What's in your mind today, Andy?
Well, I don't know who the Yahoo is in southern Georgia would vote somebody in like Marjorie Taylor Greene in the first place. But the thing is, the money that was being spent, whether it's Social Security or infrastructure improvements, that money comes back in to the economy and drives everything that, you know, it's all in the works. I mean, you've got people on these crews that build these projects and they pay taxes and it comes in there and all feeds back in to, you know, maybe not immediately, but covering the expense of what was voted upon in expenditure. So I don't know. These morons that are primarily in the Republican Party that they're going to try to hold up everything, it just doesn't make any logical sense. And therefore, I don't know, whatever guys you're talking about, Gymnasium right. Jim or, you know, the guy from Missouri and all that stuff, I don't know. I don't know how those people ever got in, but even right. In our own state, we're voting for all these, the guy up north and all the other ones, you know, and they're standing on their heads when they should be voting one way and they're voting against the best wishes of the country. That's
right.
All
no,
I can it, figure out.
Yeah, you know, you're making very good points. And let me build, and I'll just refer briefly to something I just said before. Nancy Pelosi, back when we had the House, but Trump was president, and the debt limit had to be increased because Trump put $7 trillion with a T, including a massive tax cut, loaded us up with that. She easily could have said, if she is playing poker like these guys, she easily could have said, I want Medicare for all. I want an immigration bill. I want Roe v. Wade codified nationally. She could have said all that. And Trump was afraid she would. And she said, look, we're Americans. We are not going to let the full faith and credit of the United States be called into question. We're not going to weaken us in foreign policy and economic policy around the world. The things that added the debt, I agreed with some things. I didn't agree with others. But we have an obligation to pay those bonds because these bond purchasers bought it in good faith. But now, listen, damage is already being done, folks, okay? Let me tell you why. One of the basic bonds that are sold are 90-day treasuries. You can buy a treasury for 90 days, and then you get paid a certain amount of interest. In the old days, everybody knew the U.S. was good for it. Everybody knew the U.S. was good for it. So what they do is it would be a very low interest rate. It would be, you know, a 1% or 1.2% or 1.5% or 2%. And then that's for 90 days, that's only 3 months out of 12, so it's only a quarter of that. And we were basically funding our government with no interest expense or very little interest expense. Because of what McCarthy and the Republicans done, we're paying 5.5%. We are costing ourselves tens of billions of dollars in interest. And the second thing that is ominous is that when people buy a large quantity of bonds, they don't buy insurance that they'll be paid. Okay. Because if you just buy $10,000 worth of bonds in your 401k, you're not going to buy insurance. But if you buy, if you're another country and you buy $500 million in our 90-day treasuries, or you're a corporation does it, you buy insurance in case the government you're buying from doesn't pay you. Well, the best bet in the world was the U.S. government bonds, because of course they were going to be paid and you could get insurance for peanuts. Right now, the price for insurance for big purchases of our treasuries is higher than it is for people who buy the bonds of Ireland, Portugal, and the Czech Republic. For God's sake. For God's sake. The most solid bonds now in the reinsurance market are the UK, Germany, and France. That's what's happening to the United States. That's happening right now. That's happening right now because 90 days from now, you buy one of these bonds right now, beginning of May, we're talking it comes due in August, say, this clown McCarthy and the traitors in the Republican Party, they're afraid, the investment community is afraid that they won't pay him, that they won't pay him. And the only way they're going to get paid is maybe Biden invokes the 14th Amendment, and he is thinking of that, but that's not a done deal either. They know we're divided. The division that's being engendered by the Republican Party is wrong, it's treasonous, it's costing us money right now. It's costing us money right now. Why the hell should we pay 5.5% interest on 90-day treasuries? And people also have to factor in that they have to pay more in insurance on large purchases than they would if they bought the bonds of Ireland, Portugal, or the Czech Republic. That's nuts. That is not the action of a major, major superpower, the superpower. The Republicans are isolationists, by and large thieves, not all of them, not Liz Cheney, not Adam Kinzinger, but the rest of them would stab their grandmothers for a bottle of horseradish. That's what they would do. And right now, they're stabbing the United States in the back. And we have congressmen, we have six Republican congressmen who are only in their seats because of gerrymander. Only in their seats because of gerrymander. One wants to run for the Senate. The other one wants to shoot his mouth off. Hey, guys, are you Americans? A couple of you are veterans. Do you realize that the Navy, the Army, the Marine Corps, and the Air Force, some people aren't going to get paid? Do you care? Are you pro-Rusky? I know some of you are pro-Rusky. I know Ron Johnson is. He went to Moscow, right? The Russians were in killing people in Crimea, and he went to Moscow to whoop it up with them. Tired of you guys. Real tired of you guys. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee
moms, they really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom, and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast tonight with lows around 38. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, highs around 56. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 43. Upper 40s Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Much warmer Saturday with highs in the low 60s. Showers continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 60.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
Gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have.
Welcome back to Matchland Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789.
If your time.
Going right to the lines, Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling us from my day, Bill of Shorewood.
Hi, I can't compete with Bob Dylan there, but I want to point out something I don't think anybody's mentioned so far, and that is that the House Republicans have made it clear that they intend to make all of the expiring 2017 tax cuts it's built into that bill of 2017 that they would expire. They want to make those permanent. The consequence of making those permanent would be a cost of $300 billion a year, which would almost exactly offset the savings that are purported to be in the McCarthy bill. So this is a massive transfer of wealth to those people that get that level of tax relief. At the same time, other people can't get a reduction in Pell grants and so on. You've done a fine job of listing all of the consequences. I think that that trade-off needs to be remembered. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, Bill, that's a very, very good point. Very, very good point. The Republicans, they're speaking out of both sides of their mouth. They want those tax cuts. 88% of them went to the upper 1% and to corporations, and they want them permanent. But then number two, they want to cut any expenditure for more lawyers and accountants for the IRS to catch tax cheats. That's number two. So you have that. Number three, McCarthy, as Bill just said, is saying that the quote save. Now, when he talks about quote savings, he's not talking about savings. These bills were already passed, but the kinds of savings he's using this to negotiate a future budget, basically, by threatening us. But the quote savings, end quote, are really say it's $300 billion, as Bill just said. Well, $300 billion, the tax cuts will be $300 billion, and then he's not going to hire IRS agents. He's not going to hire IRS agents to catch tax cheats, which would get us hundreds of billions of dollars. This is so hypocritical and so treasonous. Do not let up on this issue. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jake?
This so-called assassination attempt on Vladimir Putin. From the look of the video of this, what's barely more than a model airplane drone that exploded in a very small explosion, it looked like some fireworks, you know, malfunctioned or something. It didn't have any you know, actual punch behind it if there was an actual attempt. So it's very strange what just happened in Russia. It looks like probably more like this sort of false flag attack, an inside job by Putin's own people to, I don't know, you know, put together some sympathy for him with the local public and probably, you know, increase the number of people they're murdering in Ukraine and their war crimes. But, you know, people like Ron Johnson and Donald Trump, they worship at the altar of Vladimir Putin because Putin's king and they wish they were king. But it's not going to happen here in America. Sorry, Republicans, forget about it.
You're right on the money, Jake. You're right on the money. It's a different subject, but we're coming to the end of the show, and I want to hit it hard. Putin came out today, and he goes, well, the Ukrainians tried to assassinate me with a drone. Now, what, in Moscow, near Moscow, they have air defenses. He's lying. I don't think there was a drone, and if there was, it was one of these fake things. So he can do what? That he can rally his people, use worse weapons. The only worse weapons he has to use against Ukraine are nuclear weapons. He's afraid to do that because he knows what we'd do. And frankly, the Chinese have told him not to do that. I think what he's trying to do is rally nationalists. What happens right after he made that announcement, Russian nationalists, the right wing, said, we really got to take out Ukraine. And he kind of got everybody behind him. So it's not uncommon for an authoritarian, a kind of Nazi commie type leader, to engineer some kind of apparent attack on himself. That's what Hitler did in 1939 when he invaded Poland. He had the appearance of Poland attacking a German military installation and police station in Germany. He said, I'm just responding to that. So that has all of the earmarks of this, number one. Number two, they've been at this since February 24th, 2022. Ukrainians are magnificent, and we've kept them well supplied with arms. My own feeling is that we should supply them with longer-range HIMARS and planes, but we are supplying them with air defense systems, and something like 200,000 Russians have been killed since the beginning of the war. Did you know that Putin canceled the May Day parade? I don't know if you remember, but I remember when I was a kid. Those of you who remember back in the 60s and 70s, every May 1st, they'd have this big military parade, and they have these missiles, and it was scary as hell. And you figure, you know, and they all sat there, you know, saluting the missiles and all this stuff. He canceled it. Why did he cancel it? Because in the past, everybody who marched, the civilians, would hold up photographs of their loved ones, their father, their son, their brother, who died in, say, the Second World War, that kind of thing. He was afraid that there'd be 200,000 of them that would be holding up pictures of their sons and husbands who died in Ukraine. And that is one reason he did it. The other thing is he emptied out their prisons. 20% of the people conscripted who were fighting in Ukraine for the Russians now are HIV positive. They needed medical services, but they came out of a prison. These are people who either agreed to go because that's one way to get medical care. They're not going to get it in Russia the way things are now. And number two, because they would have their sentences commuted for murder and rape. This is what we're talking about. This has got to be stopped. The only way this sadistic, genocidal freak is going to be stopped is if he's killed, because he's riding the back of a tiger. He cannot stay on that tiger. And if he dismounts, the tiger will eat him. He knows that a coup will get him. But we can't be the ones who assassinate him. It has to be the other genocidal freaks and sadists that he has around him, and somebody with some common sense that goes, hey, why are we destroying our country? That has got to be our objective, and our objective has got to be backed up by continued arms shipments to Ukraine. And if the Republican Party ever gets in, Trump is pro-Putin. McCarthy, frankly, is pro-Putin, and I'm tired of these guys. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers as always. Matt Flynn, direct back, same time, same place tomorrow. Sign off for today.
It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGNS.